The Stibnite Mine in Idaho's West Central Mountains has been dormant for nearly 20 years, but a new company, Midas Gold, sees this mine as economically attractive again. Midas is right now undergoing the permitting process to open a new mine at Stibnite. Plans for this new mine are bigger than ever before, and that is a lot of people wondering what the future holds. I'm joined in studio with Want to Know Idaho host Frankie Barnhill and freelance reporter Monica Gokey. She's on the telephone because Monica has been covering this in the West Central Mountains. So welcome to both of you.
Thanks, Gemma.
Thank you.
And Frankie, I want to start with you because you've done a whole podcast on this. So if people want to listen to the podcast, they can go and do that. And we've talked about this on the program, but this is a big topic and controversial.
Yeah, definitely. Of course, Idaho Matters did two segments back in late October on this. And then we realized from Want to Know Idaho's perspective, one of our listeners submitted this question and then he rallied people in his community to get them to actually vote. Because again, Want to Know Idaho, for people who haven't heard of it, is a crowdsourced, people-powered podcast. So every single question that we investigate is a question from our audience. So this listener, Fred Coriel, had this big, big question, which was basically, what are the potential impacts of this mine if it were to really indeed reopen? And, he was interested in the environmental impacts and the socioeconomic ones as well. And it's a big topic. So we brought in Monica, who is a reporter based in Cascade, and asked her. She'd already done some reporting on it for us. So we asked her if she would dig into this a little bit further.
And Monica, what was it like to really dig into this? Because this is a complicated, layered topic, and it's really regional as well.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely felt a big onus to get it right. Like Frankie said, I live up here in Cascade, and I regularly see a lot of people who feel very passionately, even emotionally, about whether or not Stibnite should be reopened. It definitely wasn't lost on me that I could have been getting, the stink eye around town for missing the mark on this one. You guys know it's really hard to do justice to a big story like this in 5 minutes, but we really tried to hit the big conflict on air, which is economic gain against environmental risk. Mm-hmm.
And Frankie, why do you think so many people are looking for more information about this mining project?
Yeah, because there are a lot of unknowns. And Monica and I talked about this a lot in her reporting process, but even with the podcast, which folks can find at BoiseStatePublicRadio.org, you can click on the podcast tab right at the top and then down to Want to Know Idaho. We talk about really openly how there are a lot of unknowable things with this because nothing like this has ever been done. Midas Gold is coming in and saying, hey, we can restore this historic, issue on the East Fork of the Salmon River, which is a key fishery to Chinook salmon. And they're saying we can restore this. We can also make it economically viable. It's a win-win for the community. But there really is no other example out there to say that they really can do that. So at this point, it's just a promise.
And I think that is, even when we had all of the sides on talking about this in late October, Midas Gold paints a really phenomenal picture of what this could be. But Monica, are people who live in Cascade and McCall and the surrounding area, is there anyone up there who feels that this could be good for the community?
Oh, yeah, definitely. A lot of people do, Gemma. You sort of see like the strongest opposition up in McCall. A lot of people have made a lifestyle choice, right, by moving to that community. They live there for the outdoors. But further south and north, there are communities with a lot less money. The schools aren't as good. And for people in cities like Cascade or, New Meadows, the prospect of the mine coming in is a really big opportunity in terms of well-paying jobs. So, yeah, definitely people who do want to see this happen, but also plenty who don't want to see it go through.
So very quickly, Monica, before we wrap up, what's next in this process? Because there's a lot of permitting going on right now, correct?
Yeah, there's a lot of permitting. We're expecting a draft EIS late spring of 2019. Right now on the ground, Midas is trying to get communities to sign on to a community benefit agreement. It's kind of like a memorandum of understanding, not necessarily an endorsement of the mine, but it really does two things. The first is to open an official line of dialogue between the mine and regional governments. And that's important because the mine really doesn't have to talk to anyone if it doesn't want to. The second thing those community agreements do is to plug communities into a foundation the mine has set up, which will dispense money to local causes and charities. Right now, McCall is the biggest holdout on signing that community benefit agreement. And I think last I heard, Adams and Valley County also have yet to sign.
I want to thank you, Monica, for talking with us today. And Frankie, you as well. I encourage everyone to listen to the podcast, Want to Know Idaho. Frankie, very quickly before we wrap up, how do people do that?
Yeah, you can search Want to Know Idaho on iTunes or just go to BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. We're also taking new questions right now.
Ah, so get those in, too. I've been speaking with Want to Know Idaho host Frankie Barnhill and freelance reporter Monica Gokey about the Stibnite mine in the West Central Mountains. And as Frankie said, if you want to know something about Idaho, get your question in.